The Morning Hookup on ESPN Lincoln.
Good morning, Lincoln, Nebraska. Happy Monday. Welcome to the Morning Hookup. Bill Hooks, Will Wilson. Super Bowl hangover Monday. Not just the actual hangover, but just tired. A lot of tired people walking around this city this morning.
Yeah, man.
Making it to work. Looking at each other like, why are you looking at me? Quit looking at me. I'm tired.
Definitely.
That's
that
what's
day.
Happening in the city right now. Actually, what's happening across the country.
Yes, sir.
I agree with you. Why is this not a national holiday?
I mean, President's Day is next Monday. Just move it a week ahead.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was something that had to do with Presidents today.
Somehow land on a day where we can all be off today.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Or just have a day and power through it.
Or just have the Super Bowl on a Saturday.
Something. A lot of tired people.
Yeah.
A lot of people celebrating, a lot of people not.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had no reason to celebrate last night. I didn't have anybody. I didn't have a dog in the fight.
No, me either.
Well, we picked teams, but
yeah,
that doesn't matter, right?
We picked teams, and that's where it was.
Sounds like everybody in their, remember, I mean, it seemed like everybody and their mother were picking the Eagles.
I know.
How are you feeling today?
Me?
Well.
Tired.
Yeah, because I know you picked the Eagles, too.
Yeah, I don't care. I have a dog in the fight. We're going to talk about the game. We're going to break it all up today. Talk about the game. Also, we're going to have Evan Bland, Omaha World Herald. 4 days from baseball. 4 days. 4 days for the opening game for the Huskers out in San Diego. We'll talk to Evan about that. Then we're going to talk halftime show, commercials, all that stuff. Get your opinions, get your ranking, all that stuff that people do now. Where does the Super Bowl rank? Where does the commercials rank? Where does the halftime show rank? All the critics out there get to have fun now.
Yeah, right. Time to get paid.
This is their day. What's trending at 10? Husker Hoops. Oh,
boom.
Baby, I can't wait. Husker Hoops.
What a game.
What a game. What an atmosphere. We're going to debate the atmosphere, too.
Okay.
Because I made a statement this morning, and you didn't like it.
Well, because you're stepping into dangerous territory when you say what you said this morning. And I honestly think it's foolish.
Okay.
That you would say that?
Yeah.
So I'm just saying. Straight childish that you would say what
you're
said
coming
this morning.
At me. All right, I love it. I can't wait to get
there. I just can't believe you would. Yeah, anyways.
Yeah, and then we'll have another daily parlay for you guys. Have another daily parlay.
I don't even want to know what happened to our parlay over the weekend.
2-2, I believe.
Really?
Yeah. As I'm looking at it, 2-2.
I mean, one of my props in that did not hit. I know that.
2-2.
Dallas Goedert did not score the first touchdown.
Yeah, Dane went, because Dane picked two. He was 1-2. You missed yours, I hit mine.
Okay.
It wasn't bad.
Not terrible.
It wasn't terrible.
But it's a loss.
Also, I need some help.
Really?
Yep.
You need my help?
I was thinking about this. And I need a new Twitter handle. I need to send something snazzy. I want to change it up.
Yeah. We can figure that out.
How about that?
Slims, Socks, Husker
something,
Hooks.
Something. Something. Shoot me some ideas. Let's think about it.
Captain Hooks. That's my favorite. Do that one. Captain Hooks.
Something.
We'll figure that out. We'll tell you why he needs a new Twitter name as well. Exciting week.
Yeah,
exciting week. Here at ESPN Lincoln. We can't share anything right now.
Not yet. Exciting stuff.
We got big news coming on the way.
Yeah. So we'll let you know. But I do need a new Twitter handle just for fun. Switch it up a little bit.
Yeah, that'd be smart.
That'd be smart. Also, how are you guys feeling today? Like, I know Will and I are like kind of, we're trying to, you know, bang through this real quick.
I didn't even really drink. I didn't even really drink that much, but I woke up with a little headache.
You didn't drink that much on Super Bowl. Come on, man.
Well, I worked most of it.
Huh?
I worked most of
you
it.
You did. You did. You did. So, all right, man. Last night. Hey, here's the deal. You know what? I've said this about the Super Bowls, right? Because I usually don't have a dog in the fight. You know.
Well, you don't have a team. You don't.
I don't.
You're not a
and
fan.
That's
of...
fine. That's fine.
I don't know. I find it weird.
Why?
I don't know.
I grew up in the environment I grew up in.
Well, you grew up in Carolina, so you don't like the Panthers?
The year I graduated around that time is when they were an expansion team. So it's not like I followed them forever. You know what I'm, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I grew up in college basketball country. I grew up in Charlotte, and they're like the closest, think about it, the closest NFL team to follow the Falcons in Atlanta, maybe the Bears, maybe the Packers. Like, you had to really dig to find a spot.
Probably the, what, New York teams?
Yeah, but they just weren't close. You know what I'm saying? They weren't like, you know. Right. So we grew up college basketball fans and baseball fans.
Okay.
In that world, so just where it was.
Yeah.
So it was difficult.
Yeah, you didn't have a dog in the fight. I really didn't have a dog in the fight last night either, besides the fact that I hate Eagles and I hate Eagles fans.
But I will say this. I think as we go through the process of talking about this, I already told you, for me, the Super Bowl is like you need three good elements. There's three phases of the Super Bowl. There's the game, the four quarters of action. You want it to be really good. And I think you got that.
Yeah.
Halftime show we're going to talk about, that's it. Commercials, another one. There's three elements for me in a Super Bowl as I watch it. And we had 20, 25 people at our house last night.
Mm.
Right? And the party, the engagement of having people over to drink and eat and have a good time and criticize and yell and make fun of each other. Like all that, you know? So you had all the phases, and I think in the game you got it. Chiefs, 38-35, last-second field goal there for the Chiefs. You look at what both these quarterbacks did. Jalen Hurts, have yourself a day. He's going to get himself one at some point. 27 of 38, 304, and a touchdown. Also, by the way, setting a Super Bowl record. 15 carries, 7 yards, and 3 scores on the ground. But it was all about the second half. Man, they had 417 yards of offense. Monumental mistake on the fumble, scoop and score.
Yeah, that changed the
not
game.
Not stripped at all, nothing touched, nothing.
Changed the game.
But the other side, Mahomes, 21-27, 182, 3 touchdowns. Pacheco had a touchdown, 76 yards. It was just, the adjustments, second half, when they go out and win they win the second half, 24-11.
Yeah, man, what a game.
What a game.
I thought it was a really good game. I did.
It was a really good game. I'm not going to be the one to sit here and tell you that holding penalty at the end, I don't care.
Yeah,
The only thing I'd ever say about that, because I know some Eagles fans are this, some other fans are this, right? Either way you look at it, my only thing is that probably penalty. And the quarterback said he was holding, okay? He admitted he was holding. How many other times was he holding throughout the entire game?
I don't know.
As much?
We don't know.
But yet, that was the one. Whatever.
Well,
that's not what lost the game.
He did say in the locker room afterwards that he did hold him. It was a good call, he said.
Yeah, good call. Move on. I think a bigger storyline this whole game, honestly, you got the game. The field was a disaster.
Yeah, what's up with that?
The turf was a disaster.
And did you see how they planned and prepped that thing?
And again, nobody's making excuses for you. The Eagles even said it was a disaster. The Chiefs have said it was a disaster. No excuses of a loss. But it just looked like they were slipping and sliding, having to change shoes and do all this stuff.
It shouldn't be that way, by the way. Because the NFL, they apparently spent 2 years preparing the grass for last night's game. 2 years. They spent 2 years preparing the grass. The grass was grown at a local sod farm in Phoenix. The field, I don't know if you saw this, they roll it out each morning. They roll it out of the stadium each morning for daily sunshine. It cost $800,000 to do this. And that's what they got last night, was an ice rink, pretty much. I mean, you saw guys slipping everywhere, including the kicker.
Yeah.
I mean, it shouldn't be that way. If you're going to be going through science experiments to make sure the grass is all good. It shouldn't be that.
A lot of it had to do with the logos and the paint and stuff. But whatever. Chiefs get it done. Mahomes has two. Give all the credit. Like the adjustments the Chiefs made against that in the second half were electric. Andy Reid, once again.
He's a man.
Mm-hmm.
He's the man. Of course, Eric Bieniemy is going to get a lot of credit as well. Man, it was definitely scary when Mahomes kind of bumped that ankle a little bit.
Yeah.
You saw he hobbled off the field, but that didn't matter.
You would have loved the conversation in our basement as we're watching that. People were comparing him on the sidelines to LeBron James.
Oh.
And that foul. He thought he got fouled. And that this was the theatrical part of him not being hurt, but the story, because he looked really good in the second half of that ankle.
I know, but like nobody's gonna fake limp off the field. Like nobody,
hey, I'm just saying.
Nobody does that. That's just weird. So I think he was actually hurt, but it must have been just a short little, you know.
He refused.
Bump.
Apparently, he did refuse treatment as well. But it was a good game.
So he was good.
Good game. Good game. Who we got?
Gary Jerry.
Gary Jerry, happy Monday.
What's up?
Hey, man.
Oh, look at Gary Jerry. What's up?
What a great basketball game.
Don't change it on us. We're talking Super Bowl.
Oh. I forgot. Let me get my flip phone out here. Hey, you know, the MVP is Andy Reid.
Absolutely.
Now,
he is so brilliant.
He's not a player.
I know he's not a player. I know.
But his mind, his scheme, that whole staff, the way they did it in the second half.
How in the NFL and the Super Bowl can you get fooled by the same play twice?
Yeah, good point.
What a great play design that was. And you know that DB did the same thing twice. When he started to go in motion toward the center of the field, toward the center, he started to go in motion. That DB turned around and looked behind him. He did it both times. And he lost that guy.
Well,
do you get fooled twice like that?
You look at all those touchdowns, the Kelsey, the Tony, and the Sky Moore touchdown. They outmanned them and have favorable matchups, and it was brilliant to watch.
It was really awesome, and of course you guys mentioned the field. You know that's how do you do that for a Super Bowl? How does that happen? I don't think they expected it.
Yeah,
And I don't know the reason why it was so slick. And Will, you're right. I mean, were they playing football/hockey?
Yeah, right.
It was terrible. It was really brutal to watch, and it didn't. I don't think it made any difference in the game. I mean, it was the same for both sides, right?
Yep, it was.
Mm-hmm.
So. The other thing I wanted to bring up, I thought that was one of the best officiated games I've ever seen.
Well, a lot of people.
I thought it was well done. I know. Fire the officials. Holy crap.
A lot of people.
You've got seven guys out there and 22 players. Screw it.
Screw it.
You're not going to see everything. You're not going to get everything.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're going to get some things wrong. I don't care the biggest games in the world. You're going to still get some things wrong. You just don't have enough. You need, if you want to get everything right, put 22 officials out there.
You're feeling it today.
Hey, Jay, you're the man.
I don't know. Hey, you know what? You guys have a great day. And like you said, 4 days, pal.
Four days. All right, Gary, have a good one, buddy. Screw it. I will say this. I think when Gary Jerry says that they did a great job, I you know what? Here's the one thing I do know. I never notice an official. Does that make sense? If I don't notice them, whatever, stay out of the way.
I don't know. I thought the refs were fine.
They were fine. They weren't a part of the game, really.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Everybody has a different opinion because you go on Twitter.
Of course they do.
I know, but you go on Twitter and you see a lot of people complaining about the refs last night.
In the words of Gary Jerry, screw them.
Yeah.
Screw it.
You got to give the Chiefs credit, though. I mean, they were in the hole there, and, man, they came back and took that lead and managed to get a field goal there at the end. And, man, that was just a good second half by the Chiefs.
It was a really good game. A lot of happy Chiefs fans today, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Eagles, yeah. I don't think you have anything to put your head down. This wasn't like a lopsided. You were evenly matched. You just got out-schemed in the second half of this game.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
And that happens with a coach like Andy Reid and a young coach like Sirianni. Yeah, I mean, that definitely has a chance of happening.
And it did.
Of course, you have some fallout from this Super Bowl. You have Patrick Mahomes' brother.
Oh, gosh. Do we have to talk about that?
He's back. He's doing his thing. I can't stand him.
Do we have to talk about him at all? No.
No, we can move on.
No, it just came down to being out-schemed in the second half. In that game, Andy Reid and Bieniemy and all the staff put it together in the second half. And defensively, they were able to slow down the Philly offense as well. They only scored 11 in the second half.
Yeah.
And that 8 of them was the touchdown at the end and the 2-point conversion to tie it. And a key point is you see that ankle and what it meant to Patrick and then those guys to win. He had that late 26-yard scamper. He looked pretty good on that ankle at that point. But again, Chiefs get it done, 38-35. Now, the sad part is we won't see another football game until like late August.
How long?
It's like late August, early September.
Ugh.
When college gets back. And you'll see a spring game, but a meaningful game.
I mean, I was working during the game, so I didn't really get to watch. You know, I didn't, like a lot of you, I didn't get to sit down and just watch the whole game. So I do want to kind of go back and rewatch some things, but
you should, yeah. I think a lot of people would do that.
And you know, I just think you would look at the Chiefs. Chris Jones really wasn't
both offensive
a
lines
big
did a,
part.
Both offensive lines did a pretty darn good job.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about the Eagles and how many sacks they had, 70 sacks. I don't think they sacked the quarterback once last night. I could be wrong, but I don't think Mahomes ever got sacked. So I mean, that's. Especially, you're going to win. You had a good chance of winning the game if the Eagles aren't doing that.
Oh, absolutely. I'm trying to think of like how many sacks there were in the entire game, honestly. I don't know if there were that many. Mahomes was never sacked. And they two on
Hurts.
But I think if you look at those sacks, they were like 1 or 2 yard losses. They weren't like monumental sacks, you know?
Yeah.
So both offensive lines did a nice job. And when you have, you know, one good size mobile quarterback on one side and Mahomes has the ability to slide the pocket and not get hit.
Boy, those overs or the overhit.
Holy crap! Yeah,
that hit pretty quick.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like overs for everything hit first quarter, first half, game. They were scoring points. Yeah,
those are the big plays for Marco. Remember, Marco was like overs.
And, you know, I don't know why I was happy last night. I don't know why I was cheering for the Chiefs, but I think I just wanted to be right.
You were right. And the text came out as well.
Yeah, Dane wasn't feeling, because he tried testing me first. Dane texted me, like, in the first quarter and after Philly scores, and Dane goes, "You nervous yet, Will?" I go, "Yes." I actually was getting nervous because there was a point in that first half where you thought the Eagles could run away with this. Now, if it wasn't for that scoop and score, it might have been a different game. But then he said, "Victory is yours." So yeah. Thank you, Dane.
What was your emoji game, though?
Yeah, you know, that's like...
Explain to me that. I didn't know. It was the frog and two cups of coffee.
Yeah, no, I've seen that before a lot of times on Twitter where if you do something cool or like you prove somebody wrong, you do that. This is like supposed to be like a turtle drinking coffee. I don't know how to explain it.
I don't either.
Remember when we went up to when Tim Miles was coaching and we went up to Michigan State and beat them?
Back to your Tim Miles love.
But this falls along with what I'm talking about. Remember that game?
Which game?
We went up to Michigan State and we beat them.
Yes.
With Teran Petaway and Siobhan Shields.
I remember that.
After we won that game, our Twitter page put out that same meme of emojis.
Somebody tell me if you know what that means. It's the frog and two cups of coffee.
Somebody could probably describe it a lot better than me.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Frog and two cups of coffee, so.
Where's Triz when you need him? I know he knows the internet. He was at the game.
I know. I took a picture. I sent it to him. I was there. They were honoring his father.
That's cool.
Down there with Trev, and he was on mid-court with his pops, all proud.
That's cool.
It was really cool. So, Legends Weekend this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be gone.
I know.
Damn.
I am, too. But I did confirm Henry T. Buchanan will be around with us.
Awesome.
He gets in town on Wednesday. So, all right, let's take a break. And when we come back, boy, we're 4 days away from Husker baseball. And nobody better to talk about it than Evan Blam of the Omaha World Herald.